Many people never really enjoy a meal because they fear acid indigestion will follow. And yet today, it is so easy to overcome acid indigestion in a short time. What you do is take a little Bisodol after eating. For Bisodol acts with amazing promptness to neutralize the excess acid condition so that indigestion from that cause is quickly relieved. Get a can tonight from your druggist. Only 25 cents for a large can of Bisodol, spelled B-I-S-O-D-O-L. And now, Mr. Keene, tracer of lost persons, and the case of the woman who wasn't needed. Last time, Mr. Keene concluded the case of murder and the nightclub singer. Through his persistence, Mr. Keene obtained the necessary evidence to free Jim Ford of a murder charge and ensure the future happiness of Laurie Mackin and Jim. It is now the next evening in Mr. Keene's office, and Miss Ellis, the tracer's secretary, is preparing to leave the office for the day.
Oh, thank heavens, thank heavens. I'm not too late, am I? Mr. Keene is still here, isn't he?
Well, we're just closing the office. I'm not sure whether Mr. Keene has left for the day or not.
I must see him immediately. My name is Frank, Henry Frank. It's very, very important.
Oh, Miss Ellis, you still here? I thought you'd gone home.
Mr. Keene, this gentleman...
You're Mr. Keene?
Yes?
You must listen to me. Give me just a few minutes of your time.
Well, of course, gladly, if there's anything I can do. Miss Ellis, would you mind waiting just a little while?
Oh, no, Mr. Keene. That's perfectly all right.
Please come inside.
My name is Frank. Henry Frank.
Yes?
Mr. Keene, I've never in my life before been faced with anything like this.
What is it that's troubling you? Is there anything I can do to help you, Mr. Frank?
There is, and you must. Mr. Keene, I'll pay you. I'll pay you well.
Oh, please, Mr. Frank, we can discuss that later. Tell me now, what's troubling you?
It's the most unbelievable thing. Mr. Keene, my wife has disappeared.
Your wife?
My wife, Ethel, after all these years. Why? Why? I can't tell you, Mr. Keene. I don't know. There's no reason. That's why I can't bring myself to believe it.
But if your wife has disappeared, as you say, Mr. Frank, there must be a reason. People just don't disappear.
Mr. Keene, there is no reason in this case. I give you my word. Please believe me.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Frank, when did you first learn that your wife was missing?
Well, to be exact, Mr. Keene, it was 5 days ago.
5 days ago? Did you report her missing to the police?
No, nothing of that kind. And the reason I didn't report her...
What was the reason?
Well, it's like I've told you. I couldn't bring myself to believe that it was a fact. That my wife had disappeared. It seemed to be out of the question, so preposterous. There was no reason, absolutely no reason.
Tell me, Mr. Frank, you're not a young man.
No, I'm 55.
And Mrs. Frank, how old is she?
Ethel's past 50. Yes, if she were a younger woman, well, perhaps I could understand it. A young, flighty woman might have some crazy ideas about romance or adventure. But not my wife. Her character is solid, substantial. She's a mother and a grandmother. And I tell you, Mr. Keene, that even after 28 years of married life, we're still very much in love with one another.
And yet, Mr. Frank, although your wife disappeared 5 days ago, you didn't do anything about it.
No, I didn't say that, Mr. Keene. I only said I didn't report her missing to the police. Oh, I don't want you to think I have anything to conceal. But when I tell my story, you'll understand why I waited until today before I came to you. You see, it just occurred to me that perhaps my wife, on the spur of the moment, had decided to visit my sister.
Your sister?
Yes. My wife and my sister Mary were close friends for many, many years. And until Mary moved with her family to Florida. That was, two or three years ago.
I see.
I myself haven't been very close to my sister, although Mary's a fine girl. There are personal reasons.
And what are those personal reasons, Mr. Frank?
Well, the truth is that I was never very fond of the man my sister married.
Oh.
I always felt that she could have done better for herself. But that's not here nor there. When my wife disappeared, the first thing I thought of was that she'd gone to Florida to visit Mary.
Yes, I can understand that. That's quite natural.
But not a natural thing for my wife to pick up and leave me. Never in our married life has she ever done a thing like that.
Well, have you been in touch with your sister?
Yes. I tried immediately to get her on the long-distance telephone. The fact is, I didn't know exactly where she was living in Florida. Called one place and another. And I finally located them near Miami. But only the maid was there. My sister and her husband were not expected back until today. And today...
Yes? What happened today?
Today I spoke to my sister on the telephone. Mr. Keene, my wife hasn't gone to Florida.
Oh?
My sister was as much shocked as I to learn that Ethel was missing. And that's why I'm here.
Where do you live, Mr. Frank?
In Elmdale.
And who lives with you?
We live alone, just my wife and I. And maid.
No children, Mr. Frank?
Yes. Boy and a girl, Fred and Ruth. They're both married, Mr. Keene. They have their own families. Well, we don't see them often. We have four grandchildren, fine youngsters.
And Mrs. Frank, of course, was very fond of her grandchildren.
Oh, very. The fact is, she could never do enough for them. She was always thinking how she could do something for them. But Fred and Ruth were afraid that my wife was spoiling the children. Oh, you know how parents are, Mr. Keene. They're quite sure that a grandmother doesn't know how to bring up youngsters.
Yes.
This modern age, I mean. But I tell you, there never was a more loving grandmother than my wife.
That's so.
But Fred and Ruth, they have queer ideas about bringing up children. No, sir. When we were kids, there was no such thing as being brought up scientifically.
Being brought up scientifically? What do you mean by that, Mr. Frank?
Oh, it's nothing. I merely mentioned it. I'm afraid I'm getting off the subject.
Well, please go on. I'm extremely interested, and it may be important.
Well, I only meant, Mr. Keene, that our little grandchildren, God bless them, are being brought up according to books, the scientific method, you know.
Oh. How did your wife feel on that subject? Did she approve?
Well, Mr. Keene, I don't know what you're getting at. No, she didn't approve. But she didn't interfere. She just kept her hands right out of it. She's perfectly content to let Fred and Ruth bring up their own children in their own way.
I see. Did Mrs. Frank have very much leisure time?
Oh, yes. Plenty of time for herself.
And I suppose, Mr. Frank, she had her hobbies, her weekly bridge game?
No, nothing like that, Mr. Keene. She tried once to learn it, but I guess she just wasn't brought up for that sort of thing. She was content being a good wife and a good mother and a good grandmother. She was very happy. She had absolutely no reason for wanting to disappear.
Well, if she didn't play bridge, surely she had a hobby of some kind, something to occupy her mind, to take up her leisure time.
Ethel had plenty of leisure, but no worries.
And your wife, you say, was perfectly content to just keep house and do the cooking?
No, Mr. Keene. She didn't even have to do that. If I do say so, I've been a good provider, especially these last 5 or 10 years. No, we have a maid who does all the cooking and the housework.
Well, Mr. Frank, your wife was apparently a very lucky woman.
I'd say so, Mr. Keene. Yes, I would.
Just a lady with a great deal of leisure time. I suppose with so much time on her hands, she was interested in club work.
No, you see, Mr. Keene, when we were married, Ethel and I, we started with nothing. Both of us worked. That is, I earned the money and Ethel kept house. She did everything, even the washing. Yes, she worked hard for many years, even after the children came. I only mention this to show you what kind of a woman my wife is.
Yes, I think I understand.
Only in comparatively recent years have I been fortunate enough in business to give her the material comforts that we all work so hard to get.
You have an automobile, of course.
Yes, I was going to tell you about that. The car is gone.
Oh?
I thought perhaps that Ethel, as I said, may have driven to Florida. My wife drives, you know. I thought maybe she'd met with an accident.
That's always a possibility.
Ethel was a careful driver, I'll have to say that. Besides, if there had been an accident, I'm sure I'd have been notified.
That's true, of course. Mrs. Frank would have had her address on her driver's license. By the way, Mr. Frank, what is the license number of your car?
Oh, here. Here it is. I'll write it out for you.
Thank you. I'm inclined to agree with you, Mr. Frank, that a woman who had everything, as your wife apparently had, wouldn't want to disappear. Yet, if there was something that...
I don't understand you, Mr. Keene.
Mr. Frank, what is your business?
I'm in the wholesale produce business, my own firm. Here's my card. Business and home address.
Thank you. Tell me, Mr. Frank, do you enjoy the theater?
Oh, well, I guess I like the theater as much as anybody when I have time for it. Why do you ask that, Mr. Keene?
Well, let me put it this way. Did you and your wife spend much time together, socially?
Now, Mr. Keene, I'm sorry to say that we didn't. That's my fault. And yet it really isn't.
I suppose your business keeps you pretty much occupied.
That's just it.
Yes, I can understand that.
But I don't want you to get the wrong impression, Mr. Keene. To tell you the truth, I've been so busy in the last month or two that I've hardly been able to get home for dinner.
And of course, that left your wife alone.
Oh, Mr. Keene, you've got to find her. I'll make it worth your while. I'll cooperate with you in every possible way.
Mr. Frank, this case particularly interests me. When a woman reaches the age of your wife in the neighborhood of 50, many things go on in her heart and her soul that sometimes are not apparent, even to those who are closest to her and love her most dearly. Yes, I'll take this case. Now, I want you to go home. Of course, I'll want to have a further talk with you.
Mr. Keene, I can't tell you how grateful I am to you.
Well, I don't know just what I can do, but I'm going to make a very determined effort to find your wife. Now, Mr. Frank, if you'll just leave me, I'll get in touch with you. Good night.
Good night, Mr. Keene.
Ms. Ellis?
Yes, Mr. Keene?
Ms. Ellis, I want you to get hold of Mike Clancy right away. Give him this automobile license number. Tell him to check with the police all along the route to Florida, Miami, to see whether there's been an accident reported.
Now it is several hours later in Mr. Keene's office.
Miss Ellis, there's no need for you to stay here like this.
Well, that's all right, Mr. Keene. I'm not leaving here while there's a job to be done.
Mike has been after the police all up and down the coast, all right. And so far, no trace of Mrs. Frank's car. I'm afraid it's like looking for the proverbial needle in a haystack.
Oh, there he is again. I'll answer it.
Oh, I'll take it, Miss Ellis. Hello. Oh, hello, Mike. What? Mike, are you sure? A car with that license number. Yes. Yes, found, hmm? North Carolina. Well, Mike, get the exact location. Oh, you have it. Good, good. And the police down there have the car. Good work, Mike.
They've located the car, Mr. Keene?
The car, yes, Miss Ellis. But not Mrs. Frank. No sign of her. Miss Ellis, tonight I leave for North Carolina.
What awaits Mr. Keene in North Carolina? Has Mrs. Frank been the victim of highway robbers? Is she still alive? Listen next Tuesday as Mr. Keene continues with the case of the woman who wasn't needed. When you feel acid indigestion or acid stomach upset coming on, be sure to take a reliable antacid right from the very start. Do not experiment with unknown ways. For today, it is so easy to gain fast relief from excess stomach acidity with a preparation that many doctors have recommended for this very purpose, and that is Bisodol. Now, the reason for this professional recommendation is that Bisodol acts to neutralize excess stomach acidity almost instantly you take it. And once the stomach is sweetened again, excess acid's neutralized, all signs of acid distress are gone. Thousands say the amazingly swift relief Bisodol brings is wonderful to experience. So, remember this the next time you feel acid indigestion coming on. Simply take some Bisodol in a glass of water. It has a refreshing, cool, minty flavor you'll like. And often, relief comes in almost less time than it takes to tell. Now, when you can get Bisodol for only 25 cents at any drugstore, when it has the recommendation of doctors, it is just common sense to try this way, especially if fast relief from acid stomach upset is what you want. So, get Bisodol tonight. Ask for it by name. Bisodol. B-I-S-O-D-O-L.
To make your teeth look their best, use Collinose toothpaste on a dry brush and brush up or down from the gum line to the biting edge. It's easy and wonderful. Try Collinose.